The lesson from Genesis chapter 18. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing, since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? And I have known him in order that I may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him." These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. New Year's resolutions can be hard to keep. Promises can be hard to keep unless you are God. What God promises, he carries out. What God promises gives us assurance and hope and truth for now and for the future. God's promises were given to Adam and Eve, to Noah and Abraham and Moses and David and Isaiah and Joseph and Mary through the generations and now to us. We often speak of three promises made to Abraham, that he would become a great nation, many people, that he would have a homeland, and that the Savior would come from his descendants. Sometimes God's promises are promises of destruction and judgment, condemnation of sin. Our text begins with this sentence, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing?" This is where the three visitors came to Abraham before they go on to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Because of their wicked sinfulness. God is a righteous God who gives us commandments for how we should live and what we should do. Sodom and Gomorrah clearly broke those commandments and did not repent. So God brought his judgment on them and destroyed them. But God, at the same time, saved Abraham's nephew Lot from that destruction. And we too live in a world like Sodom and Gomorrah, filled with all kinds of sins, and we are tempted to go along with it, to tolerate it, and even to join in at times. This wicked world will be destroyed by God's judgment, but God will deliver those who trust in him. This promise of deliverance is for all people. God had already made his promise to Abraham earlier in Genesis chapter 12. Here it's repeated in chapter 18, and again it will be repeated in chapter 22. God does not want this promise to be lost or forgotten. Every Sunday when we come to church, we hear the fulfillment of this promise to Abraham in the forgiveness of our sins, in the wondrous gospel that Jesus Christ was crucified for our sins. God does not want us to lose or forget that message to Abraham, because it is a message to all people. It is a message that gives eternal life. This message is for all people, for sinners whom God wants to forgive. Sometimes we think, oh, the Old Testament Israelite people, they were saved in a different way than we are in the New Testament. But that's not true. There were people from many nations who joined them. It wasn't just the Israelites who were saved. All who were saved who believed in the promises of God. Israel was God's chosen nation to preserve his truth and his promises. But the promises and the gift of salvation were for all people. God told Abraham, "In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." This time of year we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. When we look at Jesus' family line, we see that there are many people from other nations, not just Israel. Rahab the Canaanite, Ruth the Moabite. Jesus is the Savior of all nations. And in Jesus' line, we see people who committed terrible sins. Judah and Tamar, Rahab the prostitute, David with Bathsheba, Solomon and his pagan wives. Jesus is the Savior of sinners. This is the message of Epiphany, which we celebrate this week. The wise men came to worship Jesus from the east, from another nation. But they recognized Jesus as the Savior, not only of Israel, but of the whole world. They called him the King of the Jews, but they also bowed down and worshiped him as their King and their Savior. They trusted that promise of God to Abraham, "All the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him." Sometimes we think that people of the Old Testament were saved in a different way than we are in the New Testament, by keeping those Old Testament civil and ceremonial laws, those other commandments that we don't even think about much anymore. But the Bible clearly says that Abraham was saved through faith. It says, "Abraham believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness." The New Testament book of Hebrews lists many people from the Old Testament, and then it says, "These were all commended for their faith." Our text in Genesis ends with these words, "that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him." Salvation is not something that we do. It is something God does for us. It is not something we earn or work at. It is a gift from God through God's promise. The Lord brings to Abraham what he promised. The Lord brings to us what he promises. It comes through faith, just to us, just as it did to Adam and Eve, Noah and his wife, Abraham and Sarah, Judah and Tamar, Boaz and Ruth, David and Bathsheba, Joseph and Mary. Through the word and promise that all the nations of the earth and all the families of the earth will be blessed through that great descendant of Abraham, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We celebrate Jesus' holy birth because he was born of a virgin by a miracle of God, to be God and man, to live a holy life in our place, and to suffer our punishment. In this son of Abraham, this seed of Abraham, all the nations and all the families of the earth are blessed with salvation from God, salvation for sinners salvation for you. God blesses you and saves you through Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, worshipped by the wise men, believed by Abraham, and by all who trust the promises of God. The Lord has done what he spoke to Abraham, and he will do what he speaks to you. Remember the words of the angel, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us rise and pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.